ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1. We read from verse 1. It said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect. So this letter is written to the church. But this God's elect, they are strangers in the world. So we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Somewhere in this Peter writing, he said, our citizenship is in heaven. So Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, you and I, strangers in the world, but we are scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, Nigeria. He said, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and then the sprinkling by his blood. That's what gave us the access. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Someone means a good place to say an amen. And so Peter began the writing. He said, praise be to God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for us, who through faith are shielded by God's power unto the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials, but they have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise. Please say to your neighbor this morning, everything we end in praise. Glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, yet you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him. And you are filled with an inexpressible joy and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith concerning the salvation of your soul. Let me read from another translation this morning. Those same 9 verses. 1 Peter chapter 1. I read from the NCV translation. It said, from Peter, an apostle. NCV, okay, you have it. Okay, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's chosen people, who are away from their homes and are scattered all around Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. We are away, Nigeria, we are away from our home. He said, but God planned long again to choose you by making you his holy people, which is the Spirit's work. God wanted us to obey him and to be made clean by the blood of the death of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be ours more and more. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In God's great mercy, he has caused us to be born again into a living hope because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He said, now we hope for the blessings God has for his children. These blessings, which cannot be destroyed or be spoiled or lose their beauty, are kept in heaven for us. God's power protects us through our faith until salvation is shown to us at the end of time. This makes us very happy. Even though now, for a short time, different kinds of trouble makes us sad. In other words, the fact that it will end in praise, the fact that our destination is heaven, the fact that the life we live here is temporary, and then even this temporary life is filled with various kinds of trials, but the Bible says that this trouble comes to prove that our faith is pure. The purity, this purity of our faith is much more than gold, which can be proved to be pure by fire, but we ruin. But the purity of our own faith will bring us praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is shown to us. Verse 8 and 9, we have not seen Christ, but still we love him. You cannot see him now, but you believe in him. So I want you to see those two things. We have not seen him, we love him. We can't see him now, we believe in him. Love him, believe in him. So that we are filled with a joy that cannot be explained. A joy full of glory. And we are receiving the goal of our faith, the salvation of our souls. May the Lord our God continue to bless the reading and the preaching of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. One of the blessings available to believers in Christ today is a special kind of joy. I mean, you can look through all various translations of that same path. The Bible talks about it as joy unspeakable. In another place, it says joy that is glorious. In another place, it says joy that is pure. It's not corrupted. It comes directly from God to the heart of the believers in Christ. One of the visible signs of spiritual maturity is learning to take advantage of all that has been given to us in Christ Jesus. You know, we ended up, or rather, we are still flowing in that series of growing up. One of the signs that you are becoming spiritually mature is when you stop complaining generally about what other people are complaining about. You switch to the frequency of your faith. People say, be happy. You are saying, be joyful. People say, oh, the world is full of trouble. You are saying to them, Jesus, my own Savior, said, in the world I will have it. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So Christian has been endowed with the capacity to greatly rejoice. People don't understand it. It can't be explained. It is best experienced. And the experience comes through your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There are things that happen in our world. Troubles, trials, temptation. And sometimes these things can be overwhelming to the point that people's hearts are filled with anxiety. It are filled with worries, and it can lead to a depressive situation. But the Bible says, no, the frequency of faith that when we have these trials, when we have this temptation, when we have these things come closer to us, we should look from the high of faith, look in what, and bring out what? Joy. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says, with joy we draw. So, there is a drawing. In Nehemiah 8:10, there is a strength. It's like joy is the pillar of our lives. There is a strength that comes when we are joyful. The thing that happens when we are faced with overwhelming situation is that it brings sadness of heart. It brings weariness to the flesh. But hey, the joy of the Lord strengthens from the inner man. The joy of the Lord swallows up our troubles. I said something about 2 weeks ago. I said our faith is not a ticket to utopia. which simply means that when you are a Christian, it doesn't mean you are exonerated from the challenges of this world. And as a matter of fact, like we read this morning, those things, when you have cause to pass through those things, it is actually to test the genuineness of your faith. It is actually, like we read in Romans chapter 5 last week, to actually test, to prove the character of your faith. Praise God. Am I advocating for trouble? No. No one looks for trouble in the world. The devil is there. Even if you don't want to look for trouble, he is already a troublemaker. But peradventure, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, like David said. No evil shall come near your dwelling place. But peradventure, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Peradventure in life, you have opportunities. I say opportunity because it strengthens you. It stretches you. Opportunity to walk through trials and all that. Rejoice, because he said you can have it raised to power 2, tribulation, John 16:33. But be of good cheer, for I have handled the word for you. Praise God. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, one of the benefits that we have in our relationship as with God as believers is joy. We have access to this kind of joy that is unspeakable, but is full of glory. In other words, if you exercise it, it has the ability to bring to an end what it is, and then gives you a fresh start or a new beginning or a motion. I like watching certain things. I like watching surfers. I realize that they pray for waves, because that's the beauty of surfing. And I realize that they're not just necessarily pray for wave. They pray for one kind of wave that will make the surfing experience a sustainable one. They can go on for 5-10 minutes. So if there is waves upon waves, it's an opportunity to display their skill. The same wave that you and I, when we see it, when you stand by the beach, that we are running out of the water, they are going into the water. So it's not the trial itself, but it's the substance that we carry. That's what determines our responses. So the same wave that we drown a novice when it comes to the issue of swimming is the same wave that the surfer does need to be able to glide effortlessly. Praise God. I said, praise God. So we are in the world. The same issues that are drowning people, the same issue that are questioning their existence, we can go through that same issue, we can pass through it, and then we can come out victoriously. That's what I'm preaching this morning. We can come out joyfully. We can come out, and then people begin to ask, I saw what happened to you. I saw that you were not moved. And then it's an opportunity, because that's why, whatever you are going through in life, it's an opportunity to be able to help other people. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comfort us in our tribulation, in our trials, in our problems, so that the same comfort we have received from God, we might be able to comfort others. Can I shock you this morning so that you can know? If you claim you have a faith, this faith, and it has not been tested, get ready. Every living faith must be tested. Every living faith must be proven. Are we advocating for trouble? No. The world is a broken place. I mean, read the news, watch the news. You will know that things are not the way that it used to be. But what I'm preaching this morning, that in the midst of all this thing, there is a category of people. David described them in Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the personality is to say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Not many people can say that. He said it again in Psalm 46. He said, though the mountains were moved, though the sea were removed, he said that there is a stream. There is a stream in the midst of those happening. There is a stream that makes glad. Who is the city of our God? You and me. We are the light of the world. We are the city that is set upon the hill. He said, there is a stream that makes glad. The city of our God. He said, God is in the midst of her. And she shall not be shaken. She shall not be moved. That's not the end. He said, God shall help her. Hallelujah. Because God has the capacity to bring desolation to an end. That's what he says in Psalm 46, if you read it very well. So, there is a joy that God gives. In the midst of pain, in the midst of sorrow, he gives joy. Jesus, the Prince of Joy. So, Christian, I know people don't like to hear it anymore. I mean, I read a war yesterday about someone that they are attacking because the person proclaimed Jesus as Lord. They said he's insensitive. I know that's what people talk about this day. You are not sensitive. You are homophobia. You are this. You are In the midst of that, we cannot keep silent of that which we know. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Therapy is not it. A therapy is temporal. It can bring temporary relief, which we regard as happiness. But Jesus breaks through drug addiction. Jesus breaks through sin. Jesus breaks through hatred. He is the only one who has the capacity to break through. He baptizes you with the love of his Father, and it becomes your nature. And hatred gives way to love. I say it under God. I don't know who is watching us this morning. Muhammad doesn't give peace. Muhammad didn't heal anybody. Buddha hasn't done it. Jesus. We can't keep quiet. Maybe you are born in church, so you may not recognize. Some of us were not actually born in church, or even the ones that are born in church, you live many years before you accepted it, and you can visibly compare the story of your life before and after. I've met people who can't sleep by just simple prayer. Medical science can say that's insomnia. It's agreed. But hey, there is something that is connected to sleep. Peace. He said he will keep in perfect peace those whose heart and mind. And it takes the Holy Spirit to help any human being to achieve that. My wife was asking me this morning, when did you go to sleep? I said, I just realized that my phone fell off my hand. There's a scripture, Psalm 17:15, I guess. Help me look for it. Where is that scripture? Yeah. Because that's the scripture that just confirmed that we all die every day, temporary death. He said, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. But he said, I shall be satisfied when I awake. So what happened between your sleeping and waking? You died temporarily. But what kept you? Somewhere in Job, he said, your visitation has preserved my spirit. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And you know, sometimes, because I was sharing with someone in the course of this week. Thank you, sir. I was sharing with someone in the course of this week. Posted something at me and asked me, what do I think about this? I said, well, there is a war. It's a very subtle war that is going on in our world at the moment. People are revolting. They said Christianity is not the only way. So they are promoting, they are pushing for other religions. They say you can't say that this is the blanket religion. You can't say Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the lie. Life. There are many ways. Let individuals choose their ways. Just like we say in other things, you can be who you want to be. You can decide to be a dog. You can decide to be an animal. And then instead we pray for your operation and you become an animal. No. I mean, there is a video that was also posted at me. A woman marrying her dog. That's selfishness. That's not even perversion. That's selfishness. I know, but let's even say, that's selfishness. That's someone who doesn't want to be responsible for other people. And you still want to enjoy the benefit that comes with marriage, which is sex. So people have sex with their dogs. So the word, but Jesus is the answer. I've seen people delivered who are addicted to drugs. The difference is the peace that this Jesus gives. I've seen, thank God for medical science. Thank God for what God has done through medical science. But I've seen cases that even doctors have lost hope and God steps in. So we gain access to this joy. It is unspeakable. It's indescribable. It is a pure joy. You don't help, you don't support God to be able to bring it to pass. It's not like a game of chess. No. But this joy is great. It's glorious. It's overwhelming. It's impossible to truly express it with words. But hey, whoever has it knows that they have it. Today, we're looking at what Peter wrote in 1 John of Peter 1. To live joyfully, victoriously in our faith walk, hey, we must never be comfortable. I said this. I know that we are helping people through it. I know people are beginning to talk about depression, how to manage it, I know. But hey, as a Christian, you are not permitted that your heart will be filled with anxiety, with worry, with cares of this world to the point that you become depressive. There should be a jacking out. Worries will come. Opportunity to be worried will come. But jack out of it. Opportunity to be anxious will come. But jack out of it. And today, by God's grace, I give you just two things to do. To walk in unspeakable joy. Don't dwell on matter so much that your mind is overtaken by worry and anxiety. And it begins to wear down your immune system. So I'm saying to you as a Christian, it is possible to live above depression. As a Christian, it is possible to be joyful always, just like the Bible says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Not rejoice in the multitude of the challenges that I'm faced with. Not rejoice in the multitude of how helpless I feel. At each time, rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord. That means out of the law, I am exposed. I become vulnerable to worry. I become vulnerable to anxiety. I become vulnerable to weariness of heart. And if the devil can steal my joy, he has stolen my strength. So what about those who are already depressed? You come out of it by those two things that I'm going to share shortly. Praise God. What is the basis for this unspeakable joy? Peter highlighted it in three phases for us from 1 Peter 1. If you can help me put back 1 Peter 1, there is the one aspect, the past grand for our rejoicing. The present grants, that's the second thing, for our rejoicing. And then the future grants for our rejoicing. So it's broken down in three parts. Number one, what is the basis? Number one basis, because God has already set to it. That's the past grand. Verse 2 says, we are set apart. We are set apart. It's something that God has a foreknowledge that, hey, my own children, I will fill their lives with joy. So we are set apart. That's verse 2. And then we are, secondly, we are sprinkled with the blood of Christ. We are made clean. And then thirdly, we are born again to a living hope, not a dead hope. So it is settled, past grand. Based on those three things that are mentioned, the fact that we are set apart by God himself, the fact that we are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, which gives us access, continue access, and the fact that we are born again to a living hope, that is one of the grounds to be joyful. And don't forget that these things were settled before you became born again. Present grant, number one, we are God's elect. We are chosen. We are chosen. We are God's elect. We are chosen. So God has a foreknowledge and God chose us. Where? In Christ. So it means if you are born again, then you have fulfilled that and you are now in Christ. Hey, you have the ground to be joyful. I've given this illustration. I'm going to give it again. You know, there are certain places when you get to at Alausa, even Alausa here, usually where the governor's office is, if you haven't noticed, please read the signs. You see no parking, no stopping. No honey. So when you have flat tire in such places, don't dare to stop. Because you are even being watched.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,